Hey there, and welcome back to Take One, the podcast that brings you just one lively page of Talmud each day. And on today's pages, Bava Metzia 39 and 40, we come across, well, listen for yourselves to this beauty. The Gemara relates, there was a certain old woman who had three daughters. She and one daughter were taken captive. Of the other two daughters, one died and left behind a minor son. Abaye said, what should we do in this case with the property of the old woman? If one suggests, let us establish the property in the possession of the surviving sister, that is problematic. There is a concern that perhaps the old woman died in captivity, and if the old woman died, the minor inherits one-third of her property, and the court does not authorize a relative to descend and manage the property of a minor. If one suggests, let us establish the property in the possession of the minor, that is also problematic. There is concern that perhaps the old woman did not die, and the court does not authorize a minor to descend and manage the property of a captive. What a thicket of legalistic and familial considerations. What an invitation to stop and dive a little bit deeper. And when we see kind of difficult passages in the Gemara, there's only one person we turn to. Our friend and teacher, Rabbi David Beshevkin. How are you, my friend?
Leo, what an absolute privilege to be joining you today. And the reason why I found this passage so poignant, and I really stopped as I was studying the Daf Yomi, and I almost got a little bit emotional reading this, is because this is a passage of Talmud that was addressing a story that is well over 1,000 years old. And it tells the story of somebody who is taken captive with their family. And as I was reading this, I'll be very honest with you, it's not a textual analysis. I was thinking of how sad it is that we're nearly 1,000 years later and we have Jews who are captive. And when I was reading this passage, you know, it kind of struck me that, you know, we have people who are captive at this very moment in Gaza. They were taken by Hamas on October 7th. And there's so much that has evolved politically, and so much analysis and so much policy and so much back and forth and philosophy and Jewish history and morality, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm sitting in my kitchen and I'm learning Daf Yomi. And, you know, you're whenever you learn Daf Yomi, it's always bookended by, you know, taking out your phone and scrolling through the news and the latest headlines. And I came across this passage. And right away, the Talmud almost like it humanized it for me. It saddened me that over 1,000 years later, we're still talking about Jewish captives, which was definitely an issue 1,000 years ago. And we have countless stories like this within the Talmud. But beyond kind of the tragedy that this is still happening, I really saw in this passage of Talmud a great deal of sensitivity. The first thing that the Talmud is really grappling with over here is really how are we going to take care of this surviving, the surviving members who are not captive? What do we do? How do we treat them? How do we treat their leftover family? And what the Talmud is doing is it seems overly, you know, legalistic or financial, but it is motivated by the deepest of sensitivities, which is what is the way that we can ensure that we both take care of and address the needs of this old woman and her daughter who was taken captive, and at the same time balance the needs, the very real needs of the surviving minor and or the minor who's maybe not just surviving, but she's just the one who was not taken captive. We don't know in this situation if her mother and sister are still alive. And what I saw from this is that the first question that the Talmud is really addressing with is not the politics, is not the optics or what could happening. The first question of the Talmud is, who's going to take care of these people? Who's going to make sure that they have their material needs? Who's going to make sure that they have retirement, that they have food, that they can pay their mortgage, that they can pay their doctor bills? And how can we set this situation up in the best way possible, given the facts on the ground, which we don't have all of them, given that we don't know the status of the captive, of this hostage, and we also know that there's somebody surviving who's not taken hostage, who's not in captivity. And the number one motivation that the Talmud is thinking of, the first question, who is going to take care of these Jews? who is going to provide their needs, who is going to look after them, and who's going to take care of them. And that gave me a great deal of comfort, because sitting in 2024, well over 1,000 years after the formation of the Talmud, as tragic as it is that we are still talking about these questions, there is something deeply moving about the reminder that our first question should always be, who will take care of them?
So, so beautiful. Rabbi David Bashefkin, thank you so much for being our guest.
My absolute privilege.
This has been Take One. If you enjoy the show, and I hope that you do, then you are really going to love the new book just published by me. It's called How the Talmud Can Change Your Life, Surprisingly Modern Advice from a Very Old Book. You can order it now at your local bookstore or directly from the publisher through the link in this here podcast description or through that big online store whose logo is, you know, a smile. As always, please go rate and review Take One on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. You could get your Take One t-shirts and mugs and other swag at tabletstudios.com, and you could subscribe to our weekly newsletter at tabletm.ag/Take One Newsletter. Take One is a Tablet Studios production. The show is hosted by me, Leah Leibowitz, and is produced and edited by Josh Cross, Robert Scaramucci, Quinn Waller, and Ellie Blyer. Our team also includes Stephanie Butting, Courtney Hazlett, and Tanya Singer. For more information, go to tabletmag.com/takeone or email us at takeone@tabletmag.com. I hope we have made your day a little more Talmudic.